USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Lawmakers unveiled Tuesday a wide-ranging $1.65 trillion spending bill for fiscal 2023, with an increase in military and domestic funding. At a time of inflation verging on recession, the biggest complaint is the amount of pork in the bill. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul says the omnibus spending bill is not a good deal for Americans.
Which threatens the country more? Are we at risk for being invaded by a foreign power if we don't put $45 billion into the military? Or are we more at risk by adding to a $31 trillion debt? I think the greatest risk to our national security is our debt. The process stinks. It's an abomination. It's a no good, rotten way to run your government.
The Biden administration urged the Supreme Court Tuesday to let the Trump-era Title 42 border policy end as Republican-led states push to keep it in place, saying the Biden administration is unprepared for an invasion of humanity. As Title 42 remains in place today, the mayor of Rio Grande City, Texas, Joel Villarreal on News Nation, says Congress is to blame for this disaster in the making.
And I put it on Congress, by the way. They've been ineffective, both sides of the aisle. Democrats, Republicans refuse to address our broken immigration system, and it's on them. But at this point, the president has to act and take action, because if not, we know what's coming.
Ukrainian President Zelensky will visit Washington today in his first known trip outside the country since Russia's invasion began last February. The visit is set to include an address to Congress on Capitol Hill and a meeting with President Biden. Elon Musk said he will resign as Twitter chief executive officer when he finds someone foolish enough to take the job. He says he will still run the software and servers teams after his replacement is announced. This is USA News.
Paid for by government.com.
Did you hear? A recent stash of $10 gold Liberty coins from the 1800s has been found. These gorgeous gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck in the late 1800s, and less than 50 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling this gold find an incredible opportunity. Call 1-888-201-7060 and you are guaranteed a $10 gold Liberty coin minted by the U.S. Mint in the 1800s. But with extremely limited availability, you must call now. These gold Liberty coins from the 1800s are still in uncirculated condition. That is history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-888-201-7060. Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collectors Bonus Package, a $40 value, free with every order. Call 1-888-201-7060 now to secure your $10 gold Liberty coins dated from the 1800s before they sell out. That's 1-888-201-7060.
Afghanistan's Taliban rulers on Tuesday banned female students from attending universities effective immediately, in the latest crackdown on women's rights and freedoms since the United States' deadly withdrawal from the country. The Democrat-led House Ways and Means Committee voted Tuesday to publicly release 6 years of President Trump's tax records. Representative from Texas, Kevin Brady, the Republican, warns of this slippery slope.
To target and make public the tax returns of private citizens. And not just private citizens, political enemies, business and labor leaders, or even the returns of Supreme Court justices themselves. No party in Congress should have that power. No individuals in Congress should have that power. It's the power to embarrass, to harass, or destroy Americans through disclosure of their tax returns.
The massive spending bill has a provision for student athletes.
The big spending bill initially would have limited star linebacker Andre Carter II's chances of heading straight to the NFL draft. A provision has now been included that makes Carter and other current Academy upperclassmen eligible for a waiver to defer service to play pro sports. The new language now only applies to a cadet, midshipman, or airman who first enrolls in a military academy on or after June 1st of last year. Carter is currently projected to be a first-round pick in next year's draft. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that, because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.